response is yes, I am.
You are? Okay, let me call you then. Sir, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, you're joining?
I'm here.
We have a special guest that's going to join us as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's Aaron. He's really not that special.
He always joins us.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, you're a little light. I mean, a little distant.
The loafers, he means.
Hello.
Do your best Scott impression.
Nobody can be that gay.
I was just going to tell a joke really badly, but...
Crickets.
All right, so we're going to do a quick little... I don't know what we're going to talk about. We're going to do a quick little Unique Geek recording right here, right now.
Well, what I was thinking is that we... What I was thinking you should do is start it off like it's the Unique Geek. Like, how you... Don't put the Unique Geek startup on it, but... And hello, this is John Boutel. I'm your host, you know, and start it off like it's the Unique Geek. And uh-huh. Then, you know, start recording it then. And we'll just start going. And then give Widge the whole recording and make him figure out what to do with the intro as if it's a Unique Geek podcast.
So all this at the beginning I should not include that we just recorded?
Yeah, pretty much.
Or should I include it and then he can figure out what to do with it?
At this point it really doesn't matter.
Well, I was
I'm
actually going to record...
Am I Widge?
I was actually going to record a Unique Geek.
Well, we could do that too.
I don't know what to do now.
You guys only do like two Unique Geeks a year, though.
Well, unless you're counting Dragon Con.
I know, we're getting so bad about it.
Unless you're counting Dragon Con, then I already got 30 lined up.
800.
Yeah, we have lives. That's why, Aaron. I'm sorry we're not like you and have, like, you know, no lives and could do, like, 16 podcasts a week.
I know. I really should cut back. It's really bad for my lungs.
Hey, question. Is there a new... is there a new... the heck is that other podcast you do? The hell's name of that thing? Why all of a sudden can't I remember?
Sherlock? No, that's until next year.
Irish guys in a bathtub. What?
What?
two Irishmen in a tub.
Are you trying to talk about cabin fever?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's been so long. You were off my subscription list and everything else, and then I listened to the other one online, the first one. Now, is there a second one out yet?
There is a second one out. It came out towards the end of last week, and we haven't recorded this week's one yet, but I plan to. I'm hoping now that we're doing it on Skype that it's way easier to keep an actual schedule going.
Yeah, that's
yeah, that
the
works
way
out
it
really
is
well.
With the Unique Geek, right, John?
Yes, it works out fantastically.
I mean, it's like it just makes itself.
Almost as though somebody has done something. Here we go.
There's one set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable! Now featuring 11 listeners.
This is Unique Geek.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And... Welcome to another edition of The Unique Geek. I am your host, John, and joining me, as you probably heard, because I probably didn't cut any of the previous part out, is Serv. Serv, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you today, John?
I'm fine. And joining us from across the pond where it already is tomorrow, Aaron.
I just realized I have a hole in my crotch.
Dear Liza.
Does that make you
Liza?
A girl?
Well, I hope you have at least one hole in your crotch, sir. Otherwise, how do you pee?
Well, that's true. Good choice. Good thinking. Good thinking.
Very carefully is how I would say. All right. So, what are we going to talk about? I don't know. This is not episode. We can talk about how this is not episode 100.
No,
still
there
not.
Is no,
still not.
This is a special episode.
Right. This is a placeholder for 100 whenever 100 will be recorded.
Right.
Is this 99.6 or something now?
Probably like 99.67723. Okay. Yeah, in case you didn't catch this, Aaron, we stopped at 99. We literally stopped at 99.
Well, you know, it's difficult to get over that hurdle. I know it's a bit of a pressure on you. It's like stage fright, really.
Exactly. Well, you know,
we might do like the X-Men and come back with a giant size Unique Geek number one, a whole new
or zero.
Team.
We do
it like the movie franchise where you replace yourselves with younger versions of you.
Ooh, speaking of which, have you seen the new teaser trailer for Spider-Man, the Amazing
no.
Spider-Man?
I caught it earlier on today. It looks better than the first trailer looked, anyway.
Way better than the first trailer, and actually looks better than the first film, I think.
It's still hard to tell, because there's still a lot of areas where they could really cheese the shit out of this thing. I mean, I'm not convinced they know what they're doing with Peter Parker yet, but this definitely looks like there's going to be a lot of cool things. I mean, the lizard looks like that's going to be quite cool, I think.
Well, it looks like they don't know what to do with, maybe necessarily what to do with Peter Parker, but with Spider-Man, at least my impression I got from the teaser is that it's a much better Spider-Man. I mean, it looks, I think they're reusing the same exact suit, it looks like, but, you know, slightly different, but, but his attitude is way more,
yeah,
Spider-Man-y.
Like I think the two wisecracks we got out of him in it just right. felt a little bit more familiar to the comics. And I mean, everyone's harping on Tobey Maguire lately. I know Tobey wasn't really the best casting choice for Peter Parker, but I think he did the best job he could with what he was given. I don't think like he really played it that badly. I just think he just shouldn't have been picked in the first place. Like, it's not his fault. But I think Andrew Garfield, I think he is an inspired choice. And I'm really looking forward to seeing him do what he can do, because he's a good actor.
Now,
and he just seems right for the role, I think.
Where do we know him from? Because I don't recognize him from anywhere.
Oh, shit.
I suppose I can look it up.
Yeah, let's go to IMDb, everybody. Let's do this all together.
Hey, sir,
well,
you're in charge
of
research.
Who's playing Mary Jane in this one?
She's not in this.
It's Gwen Stacy.
Oh, so it's going to be Gwen?
Yeah, and it's Emma Stone.
Well, as long as it's not Kirsten Dunst.
No.
Movie can't... It's already leaps and bounds better.
Well, here's the deal. Emma Stone is actually an actress, as opposed to Kirsten Dunst, who is a rock.
Now, I have to say, I'm an apologizer for Kirsten Dunst. I think she's not that bad.
She's as dumb as a rock. She is as dumb as a rock.
I'm not saying she's super clever. Now, the place you might know him from, Andrew Garfield, is The Social Network. He played the best friend who got screwed over.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was. Although, I knew it was one big thing he was in.
Although I think that the guy that gets, I mean, in real life, that guy actually did make money. It wasn't like he didn't make any money.
Yeah, but he took him to court.
He's not a billionaire. This is true.
But he was also, and you'll be so happy to hear this, guys, he was in two episodes of Doctor Who, which I know you were probably already aware of.
That's where I didn't know him from.
What was that?
Speaking of Doctor Who, for no apparent reason, did you see Cary Elwes is going to be at a... Dragon Con this year?
Who?
I know the name. I'm trying to match up with the person in my head.
Wesley from Princess Bride.
Oh
yes,
he's dead again.
Yes.
He's well, you know, he's got plenty of time to cancel.
That dude's in everything.
Well, yeah. Actually, you know, I learned looking at his bio that he was born in London. Was there until he was a teenager, and then was moved to the States and went to high school and college here in the States. And
which
then,
is why in Robin Hood Men in Tights, he's able to do such an awesome British accent.
And then he moved back to London to finish his career. And what did you think his accent wasn't that great in Robin Hood Men in Tights?
Well, no, I appreciate that he made a joke out of the fact that he was at least trying to do a British accent, whereas most Americans who play the guy... It's just like, hey, man, I'm Robin Hood. Forget about it.
Are you trying to say that Robin Hood had an English accent, not a Midwestern accent? reminiscent.
I'm gonna say Robin Hood never existed, but yeah.
Reminiscent of Kevin Costner, is that where you're gonna go?
Yes. Is that where you're going? Exactly.
Kevin Costner was the best Robin Hood ever.
I think Morgan Freeman played as psychic in that movie. I think it would have been a much better movie if Morgan Freeman was Robin Hood. I'd watch that shit.
There's a lot of
something tells me you watched it anyway.
What other trailers do we have coming out? You're the guy who's a trailer guy, aren't you, Aaron?
Yeah, that's kind of my main job at Doom is all the geeky trailers that come out. The new Avengers one for the Super Bowl came out with lots of new footage.
That was awesome. Did you see it?
I didn't think it was awesome.
What?
The thing that stuck out to me was it was towards the end of the 30-second clip, and it was Captain America in his full regalia, and I was like, I don't like it.
Seems to be everybody's nitpick about it so far. Is that they're all complaining
about too comic book?
It's it's based on a comic book. You are aware of that, right? He's not a real person.
I am.
It's not a historical figure.
I've read that comic book, but it looked like okay. From the Captain America movie when he was selling war bonds, it looked that cheesy.
I would agree. I didn't think the costume actually warranted being updated from the one that he was using towards the end of Captain America. I thought that was extremely usable again. I don't know why they needed to update it. I thought that was just a ploy to sell toys.
Now I have to look at the stills of this maybe. Photos. Yeah, let me do photos Captain America. That should be no problem. I should be able to find it right away.
Why don't you just do the Super Bowl ad, Avengers Super Bowl ad.
Or new Captain America suit, because I'm sure that will...
Yeah, that would probably...
This is... Hold on. Here we go. This is one of the first hits that I had. Do-do-do-do-do. Enjoy that, guys. Of course.
Ladies.
Why wouldn't I find that? Anyway, it's a anime-ish drawing of Wonder Woman wearing a Captain America t-shirt in a G-string. So
I don't know. I don't know that that's Wonder Woman. It looks almost like a half-orc.
Going with the tiara and I was going to say gauntlets, but are they technically bracelets?
Bracelets.
Yeah. Sure.
That's the Wonder Woman costume. Which would make sense. They'd probably hang out. They'd date for a while. But after a bit, the fifth date, Captain America would try it, but would fail because he got all nervous and shit, and she just wouldn't call him back. That's how I see that whole relationship going.
Okay, I can't find the picture from yesterday. That's unfortunate. I failed. Here we go. Super Bowl spot. YouTube. Let's just do it that way, shall we? Sure. That's probably what you said, wasn't it?
Yep. But why listen to...
Oh, no, wait. This is the wrong one. This is the Captain America.
Go to the website of Doom.com.
Oh, Jesus. Why would we go there? What's that URL again?
The website of doom.com. It's where you'll find about three articles down. Two articles down, even.
It's the website of Doom, right? Not website of
Indeed.
Doom.
Indeed. No, because website of Doom is an uncool brand. Bastards will have to give up that URL at some point.
Three articles down is Mars Needs Podcast. Is that what you're trying to get me to pimp that now, too?
If you feel like it,
tease me, baby. Who wrote this stupid piece of garbage?
Tease me, baby.
Now, what did you think of Hawkeye?
I was completely unconvinced until the new footage that came out in the new trailer, and I was just like, okay, they have him jumping off buildings and shooting shit in the sky. I'm pretty sure they know what they're doing with him now. Because he's the character people are least aware of. I mean, at least in Iron Man 2, we got a lot more of Scarlett Johansson than we did in Thor of Hawkeye. We got 2 minutes of him in Thor going, I kind of like this guy. I'm rooting for him. I'm like, yeah, he seemed like a douchebag in that scene. But I think Joss Whedon of all people knows how to write wise asses, and yeah, I think that should be fun. Hopefully, I'm optimistic.
That is true. Okay, so I'm gonna go on record as saying I agree with you about the Captain America suit.
Looks dumb, right?
It is I don't know. It's the applets. It's the little applet things he has. The shoulder piece that he has on there that kind of.
But the colors are so vibrant.
Yeah, I guess.
But
you're
the
right.
The suit seems more like a onesie than it did in the movie.
You're right, because if you look at everybody else is like darker. He's got like darker colorings on him, and this one looks a little bit. You know, it's okay. Thor, you get he makes sense because his uniform makes sense because he's a god, right? So he's gonna look weird. He's gonna have a weird uniform. Okay, Black Widow looks like that she would wear that, being a spy. Iron Man obviously is Iron Man. The Hulk is who he is. Captain America looks like, oh, we need to put a uniform on this guy. And even Hawkeye's like, he's not even really. I don't know if I would have given him, you know, a tank top, but a wife beater. But you know,
got you off those guns.
Yeah, well, I know he doesn't even really have. That's the thing. He's not even like he's like really buff or anything. I guess he. I mean, he's got some definition to him, but. But honestly,
I mean, I wouldn't mind, but in the comic books, he had a crazy ass costume.
Right.
And so they could have done something mental with him if they wanted to, but they obviously went, no, he looks gay.
Well, they're keeping him, I imagine they're keeping him with, you know, his shield.
Persona. The military stuff, yeah, I guess. Yeah. But I know how in the military they all walk around in tank tops.
Right, that's my point. It's like, give him at least a little bit of a sleeve.
Well, you know, some of them are in tank tops if they're out playing beach volleyball.
Are we talking about Top Gun?
Yes.
Boys. Okay.
Then again, you know, not very many military people are sporting a bow either. So, you know,
that was the thing that got me about Thor. It's like, you know, there's this rack full of, you know, heavy rifles and whatnot, and he takes the bow. I'm like, oh, really? This is stupid already.
Yeah.
And now,
I mean, because at the moment, they have this crazy lineup with the Hulk, Iron Man, Thor, and Captain America, all crazy, superpowered, cool people. And to have the Black Widow hang out with them, who, you know, shoots people with bullets. I mean, it's not, she's not even an incredibly good spy, you know what I mean? Like, so far from what we've seen in the movies and stuff like that, like, she's just someone who shoots people. So to have her legitimately on that team, to me, seems stupid.
I'm trying to figure out.
I would agree with that, and Hawkeye, the both of them. I mean, they're not exciting superheroes. They don't approach the level of the other superheroes in the movie.
No, the hard thing for them as well is that they're the ones who have gotten the least camera time going into this. I mean, none of them have had their own movie. So
maybe that means they'll kill him.
Somehow,
I mean, every fanboy that just listened to that and thought about it and was like, "Oh my god, they might kill Scarlett Johansson just had a coronary."
But like, if they had like a really cool like Shield movie before the Avengers, where they had Hawkeye and Scarlett Johansson do like super spy cool stuff, then maybe it would make more sense. But.
Well, have you guys seen the Avengers cartoon, Earth's Mightiest Heroes?
Yeah.
No,
I haven't.
I'm told it's good, though.
I love it.
It was. It was very good, and there was a Black Widow storyline that ran through that, which was actually pretty good. You could have probably stolen that wholeheartedly and made a movie out of that.
That entire series is really good, and it is coming back for another season.
Season? Great.
Well, I mean,
I watched it all on Netflix. It was great.
Right. It's on Disney XD, and Disney now owns Marvel, so, you know, they're going to.
Now they can throw some money at it.
Yep. I was just trying to get refreshed on exactly what his powers were. I know that he's a great marksman, but that's exactly what he is. He's a great marksman and acrobat. So I'm thinking, why wouldn't he have grabbed a gun?
He's supposed to be like a kind of ballistics expert, like in lots of different types of guns. He's supposed to be an expert at, so, you know, I guess. But like the thing in the comic books is when he was first came out, he had all those kind of trick arrows.
Right. Exactly.
Where, like, you know, it would, like, you know, the arrow would split and have 18 different, like, you know, bombs go off and shit like that. So if they, I think if they bring that element of him in, it might be, it might make a little bit more sense that he's kind of a bit crazy. But, yeah, I don't know.
All right, all you DC Comics lovers, here's the dig on you. He'd never had a boxing glove at the end of one of his arrows, though, did he?
I think he did.
Oh, wait, okay. There's got to be something there that, let's see, Hawkeye's.
I think that was strictly Green Arrow.
Well, it wasn't. Did someone say to me once, because I'm not big on DC, did someone try and tell me once that Green Arrow's whole thing was that he would have non-lethal arrows a lot?
Okay, here's a list of Hawkeye's trick arrows, according to Wikipedia, which
is always correct.
Acid arrows. Adamantium, I can never pronounce it, arrows, often combined with electrical warhead. Blunt arrows, which I guess could be... Bola, boomerang, cable, electrical, boxing
cable?
Glove...
Like oh,
here
the
we
mutant?
Go. yes, like the mutant. Yeah.
It's just, he'd fire him on the bow.
He'd fire his giant-ass self.
Well, you know, they had fastball
Who
special.
Who had a gun, so...
They had fastball special and the cable sling. There you go.
Right. Cable arrow.
And boxing glove arrow. So he did.
What?
Have, he did.
You're
have,
lying.
I'm not. Well, according to Wikipedia again. Let's see.
It's the
although,
first time that Wikipedia has been wrong.
Although, Green Arrow's trick arrows. Green Arrow's trick arrows. Say that five times. Green Arrow's trick arrows. He has a lot more trick arrows. He has a safe-cracking arrow, for crying out loud. You fire it, it comes and pulls out a little stethoscope, puts it up there, starts. Anyway. A peppermint stick arrow. He has a peppermint stick arrow. Green arrow.
That has to be from a Christmas like episode or something. That has to be. That's the only thing I can think of.
Nah. No, probably not. Oh, he does have a kryptonite arrow, though. I don't know why more
Batman.
People don't... Because of Batman.
How much kryptonite is just lying or fucking around in the DC universe? Like, there, everybody seems to have like a kryptonite fucking chair. Like, there's a little piece in everybody's home.
Well, you need it. That overgrown Boy Scout shows up.
What's the purpose of an umbrella arrow?
You mean John?
Yes. No, John's no Boy Scout.
Yeah.
He's more like an Eagle Scout.
Aren't you an Eagle Scout?
I am.
He literally is. Folks, ladies. Oh, he's off the market. Sorry. What do you call it? Umbrella arrow. He actually has an umbrella arrow. And a paintbrush arrow.
That's it.
What?
If he's fighting Aquaman, it makes sense.
Are they sitting around discussing art films?
The paintbrush arrow. What kind of baby rattle arrow? A baby rattle arrow.
You never know when you might need that one.
Yeah, if the kid next door is crying too much, pow, through the window.
Oh, here we go.
If he's got a kryptonite arrow, does that mean that he would have an arrow essentially to defeat all the other members of the Justice League? So what type of arrow would he need to beat Firestorm?
A water
Clothes.
Arrow? Oh, a chimney sweep arrow. That's what he has. He has a chimney sweep arrow, and... I'm not joking. He does have one that would beat Firestorm.
And to defeat Batman, he has like a parent's revival arrow.
Well, what do you use a donut arrow for?
To make the hole. Surely.
What's a bait arrow? What? I don't understand half these things.
For when you're fishing.
God, this guy.
So there's a string at the back of the arrow, so when it goes in, you can pull it back when you caught a fish.
This guy is like the lamest superhero ever.
Yeah. He's not Aquaman, but yeah, he's pretty lame.
He did marry What's-Her-Nose, though. So he was banging that for a while.
Sarah Black Michelle Canary? Parker?
No, I'm trying to remember.
Black Canary?
Black Canary, yes. So there is that. Oh, he does have, he does have the Aqualung arrow. So, you know, Jethro Tull and all.
Tall. Nice.
It's also, let's see, what's that paired up with? Oh, the 420 arrow. So you got the 420 arrow with Aqualung.
Nice. That's a Serve needs to get that arrow.
Acid arrow.
I like how Serve talks in third person now. I wasn't aware of this.
On occasion.
Actually, okay, no, here actually is the one
that LSD he, arrow, did you say?
Acid, yes. Here's the one he does use for Batman, which is Mummy Arrow. Mummy, get it? Mummy. Actually, there is a Mummy Arrow. That's what his thing. So, like, I'm looking at this.
He's finding Mumra.
Because, you know, they often do. What do you call it? Hawkeye's trick arrows, he has, I'll say 15, 20. And Green Arrow has, like, a ton of them. Oh, yeah, Green Arrow does actually have Aqua Arrows. He has an electrical...
Which I can only assume are made of water.
He has an electrical eel arrow, a glowfish arrow, a jellyfish arrow, and an octopus arrow.
Well, that must be when he's helping out his good buddy Aquaman so that he can, you know, unleash these kick-ass fish to do Aquaman's bidding.
Or they're designed just to kill fish. And he's really pissed with Aquaman.
Well, those are pretty specific...
Yeah.
This is my anti-electric eel arrow. Well, what about that shark? I'll have to fire this one first.
That dude must have like a golf bag on his fucking back with all those arrows in them.
It's not a quiver. It's a golf bag.
Hey, Rox is going to join us for the last couple of minutes of the Unique Geek. How you doing, Rox?
Hey, I'm good.
So we're talking about the different arrows that Green Arrow and Hawkeye have in there.
Is Rox the Rob of this show? Is this how it's working now?
Now that's how it's working.
I share.
I did want to point out. Yes, you do. I did want to point out that sometimes too much. There is a Miss Arrowette. That's A R R O W E T T. Not.
Does it take batteries?
And this is what she has in her arrow.
Quiver.
Quiver.
It's called a quiver. See, that's why
I say it slower.
Quiver.
She has a lotion arrow.
She does.
You liar.
A hairpin arrow. A hair tint arrow. A needle and thread arrow. A nail file arrow. And a bubble arrow.
Is she an Archie character?
I call bullshit.
Okay, I'm sending it to you guys now.
I gotta see what she looks like. Because like she looked like the bomb.
How about a heroin arrow? That'd
how about
awesome.
A get in the kitchen and make me a sandwich arrow?
That's sandwich.
I'm looking for the stupid chat. Where the hell is this chat
window? Don't talk back to me because I'm a man arrow. Sounds like those would all be about the same era.
Era arrows?
Look down, you'll find Miss Arrowette.
Arrowette?
Yes. Of course, it doesn't have a link to
her. Where was Arrowette? Alouette, arrow, Arrowette.
Miss Arrowette.
So there's only three of you for the Unique Geek. Where's Michael Bailey?
We're just kind of recording this beforehand, so...
We just got
together and said, forget it, we'll just do this.
I like the idea of a bubble arrow. I don't know how that works, but
if you do an
I just like the idea of it.
If you do an image search on her, you'll find her. And she looks a little too modern for a...
So she's not a 1950s character?
I don't think she is.
She sounds like a really bad beauty pageant entrant.
Right. Yes, does.
Toddlers
Where's
and
one of those unique geeks that actually reads DC Comics that could answer one of these damn questions?
Yeah, I guess like one of those losers up here.
Oh, she was in the Young Justice. She was in Young Justice, actually.
Wow, that lotion arrow. That could be used for him or her, correct?
You know, this is what I love about like cons. There is a cosplayer for every fucking character. Cosplayed as Miss Arrowette.
You're looking at the same exact thing I'm looking at, aren't you?
Is she in red?
Yes.
Yes, we are looking at the same thing. I love cosplayers.
At least that looks like it was a Comic-Con rather than Dragon Con.
It does look like a Comic-Con.
It looks like
yes.
It might have been at I wonder if it's
Megacon?
Megacon, yeah.
Really? Speaking of which, who's going?
I do know a couple guys that are going. Some of my St. Pete geek friends, Charles and Jay, are going.
Oh, okay.
I'm waiting to go to Metacon, which is a con about cons.
Supercon.
I'm going to Metacon.
Chicken con.
Con is where they invite cons.
All right. Well, let's wrap this up because we got a whole other podcast to do. Here.
Do we?
Yes.
We're doing a podcast. It's a podcast about podcasts.
I don't know what the next podcast is about. I asked like 3 episodes ago, and I was never given an answer about what this podcast is about. So.
This is how much you know. It was only 2 episodes ago.
It just feels like 4.
Well, it was about 2 years ago, in fairness. So,
oh no, he was referring to the next podcast we're doing, which is Weekend Justice, by the way. All right, before we go from the Unique Geek, Rox, you got anything you want to plug, ladies?
Oh my God, there's not a tampon arrow. That would be great. Or not.
Wouldn't it?
Dangerous.
Just be careful, you'll poke your eye out.
Or something else. You got anything you want to plug?
Gosh, you caught me on a weird time. Reed Fleming, World's Toughest Milkman by Dave Boswell, Canadian. Very good. There you go.
How about you, Surf? Anything?
R.A. Salvatore going to be at Dragon Con. My favorite all-time fantasy, like D&D style author.
Oh, you know what? Just real quick, you can probably ask him about, you know, some of the tricks and stuff of the new game that he's worked on with that baseball player guy.
All right, I got to wrap it up. I got people calling me. So, Aaron, I know there's a lot of things for you to plug. What do you want to plug?
We already plugged Cabin Fever.
We'll go with Cabin Fever for this week. We're short on time.
All right. Until next time, while John looks for the stupid volume control. He can't
stop
find
calling me Lee.
All right, until next time.
John, call you Lee.
Peace.
Peace.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.